This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Anton, doing great. Just before we came on air, I mentioned to you, today is what I think is one of the very first summer days in Amsterdam. It's 30 degrees today, and I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt for the first time. I don't think my arms know what the sun looks like, you know. And when we're done here, I'm hopping on my little bicycle. I've got an event to speak at the Keizersgrachtkerk, which is right in the center of Amsterdam. So looking forward to being in the open air. But there's another thing I'm looking forward to. And Anton, that is tonight, Bafana Bafana play again. And I've been really enjoying the FIFA World Cup, the football, the soccer. Look, I'm not a regular follower of football, although for those of our listeners who know, I used to be a minister many years ago, now more than almost 40 years ago, 35 years ago, in Orlando West in Soweto. So I am a fan of Orlando Pirates. But, you know, when you support some South African football teams, some South African soccer teams, you have to be willing to love them and to recognize they may not always win. And that's been one of the interesting things, you know, thinking about the FIFA World Cup, you know. Think about this for a moment, Anton. Every single one of the teams that's entered the World Cup that got the right to play dreams of lifting that trophy. I mean, wouldn't it be incredible if Bafana Bafana were able to do that? So every team, you know, whether it's the USA, whether it's Uzbekistan, Croatia, who played last night, you know, for years, they're training, they're strategizing, they're making sacrifices, they're trying to overcome setbacks. But of course, the reality is only one of those teams is going to win. And the vast majority of the players, in fact, most of them who are there, all of the coaches except for one, most of the supporters who are watching around the world, they're going to experience disappointment. So I'm sorry to be a bit of a downer, but that's the reality of how these games work. And of course, this, Anton, is also true of life. You know, most of us are striving for something in our lives. Maybe it's a job opportunity or a promotion or a relationship. For some people, it's something even more important, healing from an illness. For some, it's success in studies or financial security. And the truth is that the scriptures encourage us to be that way. If we read Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, I love this. Paul says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart. I love the way he puts that. And I, you know, I have the privilege of serving as the leader of a little team in the university, one of the departments. And I love the colleagues who work at things with all of their heart, you know. But Paul adds something extra here. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as if you're working for the Lord. And I think that adds a little bit of nuance to what we're seeing there. So what it shows me when I read that passage is that God is not opposed to ambition. In fact, God appreciates ambition. Work at it with all your heart, but it must be rightly ordered. So God's not opposed to excellence. God's not opposed to effort. And as Christians, we should strive to give our best and do our best. I remember Mark Twain saying, you know, Christians should live such good lives that when we die, even the undertaker is sorry that we're dead. But I think there's a difference between giving our best and basing our identity on the outcome. And Anton, I'm not sure about you, but very often I've made that mistake, that danger that comes when I begin to believe that my value depends on achieving that thing that I want. So what happens when we don't win the World Cup? What happens when you're not selected? I was speaking to my family the other day, you know, Megan and Liam and Courtney, and saying, you know, there's only one of us in this family who's ever failed a driving license. Guess what? That was me. I was the only one out of all of them who went for a driving test and failed it many, many years ago. But what happens when you're the one who has to face that disappointment? Well, this is also one of the gifts, I think, of the Christian faith, Anton. We don't have to pretend that we are not disappointed or hurt. You know, even Jesus experienced disappointment and rejection and suffering. Just think about that story in the Garden of Gethsemane where he says, Father, if you can, take this cup from me. So The truth is, we are not valuable because we succeed. I think we need to understand that we are valuable because we are loved by the God who loves us in spite of success, the God who understands our lives in a much bigger picture, the God who understands history and time and everything that matters. And I think what God wants to help us to do, certainly I've seen this in my own life, is to make our dreams about God rather than dreams about idols, dreams about our own self. So, you know, I think one of the most mature prayers that we can pray, and I've heard many wonderful Christians pray this, saying, Lord, I'm going to give my best. I'll work at it with all of my ability. I'll be faithful. I'll do my best. But at the end of the day, I'm going to trust in your will, in your outcome. Your will, not mine, be done. That's, of course, what Jesus teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer. So if we think about it in this way, Anton, think about the highest moment of the Christian faith, the cross. For many people, that was seen as failure, even for some of the disciples initially. They thought, how is it that this Lord who claimed to be king could have died on the cross? But of course, sometimes the thing that looks like failure becomes the thing that saves us, that redeems us. And I've certainly seen that in my own life. Sometimes the thing that I haven't managed to do was for a good reason. You know, the wife of Billy Graham, I don't know if you know this story, she says, you know, she's grateful that the Lord didn't answer all of her prayers, because if he did, she would have married the wrong man several times. Mm. I think that's beautiful. She ended up, of course, marrying Dr. Graham instead of these wrong men. So part of what we can see is that sometimes what we think is the failure is actually God helping us to move towards what his will is. So maybe today, Anton, as we face another day with Bafana, let's support them, let's cheer for them, let's enjoy the match, the spectacle, even in our own lives. Let's be present to God in what we're doing today, the meetings. Maybe there's something you've got to face that requires courage or conflict. Go with it, go into it with the Lord by your side and say, Lord, I'm going to give it my best. I'll work at it with all of my heart. I'll let the Christian virtues shine through. But at the end of the day, my worth is not determined by that outcome. It's determined by you, Almighty God, who loves me.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Professor Dion Foster. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, my friend. We chat again next week.
Okay, thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.